Hey, what do you say? I'll tell you what I say. It's time to connect the dots. That's right. And this is your host, Tom Edison. And let me just tell you that, hey, it's daylight savings time here on the East Coast. I hear that some parts of the U.S., like Rocky Mountain areas, I think Arizona maybe is a place where they don't turn the clocks forward or back. So go figure on that one. A different time, a different place. Anyhow, hey, let me just say this. You know, the universe is the markers, we could say, where the parameters of the universe are defined by geometrical shapes and vibrational frequencies. That's it. In fact, you know, the scientists always say that mathematics is the basis of the universe. But I've concluded, and I actually put it in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. Hey, this is Connect the Dots radio show. That's where I got the name of the show from my book. And I declare that geometry is the beginning of things. Before there was mathematics, there was just geometry. You know, if you think of it, an all single source creator of all there is, creating things simply by thought, why would this creator need mathematics? He would simply just create. And the first thing that would be noticeable would be shapes. And if you are this God, all-knowing, all-understanding, you wouldn't need mathematics. You would just create. And so the first visible form of creation would be geometrical. We need mathematics for us, those of us who are lesser than God, which is everyone else. We need to be able to define things as if I'm talking to myself here. I should be talking to myself, but sometimes bleeding shows into my radio show. Well, it finally, that problem got solved, but let me just take you on a journey here, a verbal journey, talking about humanity, as in they feed him lies through the TV screen. It goes down easy with a dash of truth. Controlling powers have taken control of every aspect of his life. They subjugate him to unfair laws, inflict upon him over burdensome debt. They school his children to be worker slaves. They tell him that they know what's best for him. That common man who's the victim of their evil plan. Every time he tries to take a stand, the cards are stacked against him. Religious leaders misinform him as the legal system crucifies him. They're slowly killing his pursuit of happiness, a systematic plan to rob him of his freedom. They've given him an ID number. They want to take away his sacred spirit, a nameless face on a piece of plastic, a barcode chip to be implanted in that common man who's the victim of their evil plan. Every time he's tried to take a stand, the cards were stacked against him. He's falling by the wayside. needs your helping hand. That common man, the common man is you. That's right. We're all the common men. And we need to help each other from being persecuted and mistreated by evil controlling entities, aka your government. Talk about government. I saw something interesting on Twitter. Yes, I am. I'm on Twitter. You can find me on Twitter, Tom Edison Press. That's my hashtag. So anyhow, somebody was posting something from the UK, that poor, unfortunate country, being invaded by all kinds of despicable people claiming to be refugees and all that. But they're really criminals, and they take advantage of all the free things that the English government gives out. The people, these people, they're animals, some of them, from third world shitholes. Okay, everybody, pay attention. And Mr. Engineer, pay attention to what's going on here. We can't let these machines take over. I know they want to, because AI is, they want to take over humanity. And you've just seen a little bit of the damn things they try to pull up. Now, this is Connect the Dots radio show. And as I said before, the name of the show taken from my book, Connect the Dots Theory. It's a theory that concludes that every time the concerned and caring people of planet Earth invent a good social system that incorporates fairness and consideration for others, shortly after the implementation of that good system, the adversaries of mankind, the adversaries of humanity, implement their countermoves and strategies to spoil it. And because humanity rarely prepares for this inevitable reality of being attacked by the dark side, virtually all of mankind's great plans eventually get compromised and are sabotaged. This is exactly what has happened to the United States, and you just saw it happening to my radio show. Well, just to change the topic for a second here, and there's an important date coming up. It's the solar eclipse. It's happening on April 8th at 2:18 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. And there's a meditation happening around that time. It's important you, the listeners, join in that meditation, because strong energies are coming into the planet and building up to that date. And it's going to be a fantastic day. And if we're all meditating, we can move forward the event of when we finally move totally into the fifth dimension. That's when it happens at the event. The event has been narrowed down to the first half of 2025. Hey, and we're in 2024. That's not that far away. And it's important that we get ready for it. And this will be a big step forward. On April 8th, at the time of the solar eclipse, and I want everybody listening to me to join into that meditation. Participating in a meditation is easy. And it's refreshing to know that you're participating with other people around the globe. And we're all joining together as a collective consciousness. The more, the merrier. April 8th, 2:18 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Figure it out for your time. And the best way to find the details out to remind yourself is visit the portal. That's 2012portal.blogspot.com. And that's the official information of what's going on behind the scenes with the our good-hearted galactic brothers and sisters that they continue to free us from the control of the dark forces. And we all need to be looking forward to that event that's going to be happening in the first half of 2025. It's been narrowed down to that. Of course, nobody knows the exact day or time because it's, we could say God himself reserves the right to make it happen when he knows it's the perfect time. And I said it before, and I'll say it again so people understand. God is not a male. God is spirit. In the beginning, there was no male or female. Okay? But the term he was invented before the term she was. So that's why the single source of all there is known, personally known as the Heavenly Father, you know? And that's one of the teachings of Jesus. When he was asked how people should pray 2,000 years ago, Jesus, a creator son, whom he is, not one of thousands of creator sons, but he's the one that came to visit our world, and we are in his universe. I've mentioned before, but just a little refresher course here, because this is an educational show, you know. Each creator son that was created by the Trinity, which is the Heavenly Father, the Eternal Son, and the Infinite Spirit, which together are God. You know, it's kind of like the Three Musketeers, a little riddle. All for one and one for all. So, that's where creation started, and countless and countless spirit beings were being created over countless and countless millions of time, on and on and on and on. Eventually, creator sons were created, and creator sons, when they're ready, they have been given the authority to create their own universe. So yeah, there's actually more than one universe in the total universe. But the only universe that we need to be concerned about is the one they were in. And our universe, the ruler of the universe, is the one who came to earth as Jesus of Nazareth. His title in the heavenly realms, he's one of the Michaels, one of the creator sons in our universe. He's Michael of Nebedim. That's the celestial name of our universe. So that's a little crash course and thing, evolution there. And that information that I just revealed to you was sent to our planet Earth here about 100 years ago. You don't know about it. Well, you know, that's because, you know, there's a consorted effort to keep humanity dumbed down. That's right. They've been doing this for a long time, and they're still doing it. Well, anyhow, this is an educational show. This is your host, John Medicine. This is the PBS Radio Network. The name of the show is Connect the Dots. Every Saturday at midnight Central Time in America, the show starts, and it goes for an hour. And we are like 15 minutes into the show now. And we survived the harassment by the AI technologies trying to bleed another show into my show while I was talking. I don't know if you listeners heard that, but I was dealing with that for a couple of minutes there. I'm trying to talk, and I'm hearing some other show come through my phone connection that I was trying to talk over. Maybe you didn't hear that, but I had experienced that. Anyhow, that's water over the dam downstream. Here's some important information. Last week I mentioned to you, these are people you need to check out because they are doing breakthrough things about we the people gaining back our sovereignty and control of situations. A young lady named Michelle Klann, K-L-A-N-N, also known as Nikki Klann, K-L-A-N-N, did some amazing things out in Maricopa County, Arizona. Check it out. Look her up. You know, she had the city council running for the hills. She served them notices and accused them of that they were nothing but a bunch of frauds pretending to be authorities when they didn't have an authority to begin. And she called their bluff and chased them out of the building, basically. So you need to look in that and find out that there's this young patriot hero, Michelle Klann, out there in Arizona, who's fighting for all of us and giving us lessons. She has a website called the People's Operation Restoration.com. Check it out. Videos on Rumble TV. Her name is Michelle Klann, K-L-A-N-N. So check her out and learn what's being done. You know, she's leading the charge as one of the major patriots here in America. And then there's another one, Katrina Wilson. How about that? Two women in a row. You know, she has a video out there on YouTube now. It's about turning your utility bill into cash. Yeah. And she explains how you can do that and how you have to, you can authorize, you can go communicate with the county clerk, you know. Every county has a county clerk. But in order to talk to them, she explains how you have to use your fictitious identities, and we all have many of them, like your trustee, et cetera, really have three of them. And then she goes on to talk about when you file the paperwork, you find out how much these county clerks are bonded for, B-O-N-D-E-D, bonded for. And she has a slogan, a bond for the win, because you can challenge them and give them a document once you start talking to them by your fictitious representation, because we're all pretty much, if you were born in a hospital, your mother signed away your rights as a human being, so to speak, by signing the document that had your name in all capital letters, which meant you were a dead vessel according to maritime law, and bonds were set up like money was set up in a trust next to your name, and your name has been sold on the stock market throughout your whole life without you knowing about it. So you can find out more about that stuff through Katrina Wilson is her name. Look her up and look for her video on YouTube, and she'll explain. And it's amazing that we can set an individual, us, you, me, we can set ourselves up as a private bank. We can also set up our property as, when we own property, as an estate. Yeah. And then we can use titles such as when we're doing the documentation and making the presentations, we can use certain forms. You got to watch our video here. And we can call ourselves a fiscal agent, acting on behalf of ourselves. And we need to have our own bank. Our own private bank, which you have to do something to set up your own bank. And we also can identify ourselves as a service center director, a district director, and an internal revenue service. Yeah, we all are internal revenue services. IRS agency stole that title from us and never told us they were taking away our title. But we have a right to use those titles, and in the process of filing an endorsement, of which we have to sign the bank, and we find out how much the county clerk is bonded for, because all public officials have to be bonded, we can turn that bond into money, and we do the paperwork correctly and know what we're talking about. So you've got to watch our videos and ask her for our help. Maybe if you need some more help understanding, we can turn something like a utility bill into cash. Imagine that. The electric company sends you a utility bill for $100, $200 or whatever it is, and you can file the paperwork and have that turned into cash, sent to your bank. And they, because these public officials are bonded, you'll get the money by doing, we can call it the trick paperwork. But those are important things to know. And the name of that woman is Katrina Wilson, another patriot, showing us the way how we can take control of the government and get some money out of them that they have been have set themselves up for, whether they know it or not. And this whole concept of somebody in public office has to be bonded, well, perhaps we can use that information about how to turn a bond, how we can file an endorsement, legal papers to get that, whatever that official is bonded for, and claim that money and have it transferred over to from the offshore bank, wherever it is, into our bank account and turned into cash. It's pretty complicated, the procedure, but it's worth looking into. Perhaps that's the way we can get rid of these phony politicians. After them, go after them one by one, find out how much they're bonded for, and then do an endorsement and do the paperwork, filling out a couple of forms and stuff and that, and get the get the bond money that they are amount they've been bonded for. Yeah, if they're bonded for $1 million, we can get $1 million. In. Any individual can do this, apparently, if you're a citizen of the United States. You know, you were born here in the United States. And of course, you know, a lot of people are hip to the thing that in certain instances you don't want to use the word citizen, because citizen refers to that dead entity in maritime law that you your mother was tricked into signing you over to that identification in the hospital. This is an evil world. I mean, all these tricks have been played upon us. But it's something to look into, you know. I don't, you know, I would imagine the everyone in the U.S. Congress has to be bonded, since that's the word out there, that public officials have to be bonded. But before we go after them, we might want to go after the local crooks, you know, in the state or in the county level or something like that. And like I said, this is an educational show. Hey, it's also a call-in radio show. Hey, if you've got a phone, you can participate. The number is 888-627-6008. And if you're listening through your computer, well, you could probably, the number's up there on the page you're listening to, probably. It's the call-in number. You know, if you have a cell phone or even a landline phone, you can call into the show and share some of the knowledge that you have to share. And we all have important bits of knowledge to share. Believe it or not, oh yes, we do. And that's the way it works. And I'll ask you a few questions. You can ask me questions, and we'll just have a simple conversation. And the sharing of the conversation will be the sharing of the knowledge. All I got to say is wrongful interferences into the affairs of humanity by beings not of this earth is a reality that needs to be terminated immediately. And guess what? It will be terminated at the moment of the event. If you don't know what the event is, again, go to the portal, 2012portal.blogspot.com. You know, it's going to be a quantum crystallization of all matter on Earth at that point. You know, we can also think of it, it's the end of the third dimension and the beginning of the fifth dimension. The full entrance into the age of Aquarius, that zodiac, one of the zodiac zones. And a zodiac zone goes on for, I think, like 2,600 years, something like that. You know, you got your basic 12 zodiac zones going for each one for 2,600 years. And whatever, it comes out. That's why we have a 26,000-year cycle, something like that, you know. I don't have the details right in front of me now, but I always remember, yeah, the Earth, it takes, the Sun travels around in a circle around the star Halcyone in the Pleiades right now. It's a 26,000-year cycle. And it's broken off into sections. We got 11,000 years in the darkness and then 2,000 years in the intense light. And then that adds up to 13,000 years. And then it goes through another 11,000 years of darkness and another 2,000 years of enlightenment, where the energies are get higher and faster and are more powerful. And we're in the beginning of that 2,000-year cycle right now. And there's diagrams out there. You can find them. Look for them. But that's it. And that's why it's all culminating right at this point in time. We're moving into the age of Aquarius. And it's going to be high-intensity energies. And we're going to have a transformation of humanity and all the things around us. We're going to leave the flesh and blood body behind to be replaced with a diamond crystalline body, a diamond crystal heart, much more powerful than the one we have now. And while we're talking about hearts, just a reminder, everybody, you know, the heart is the most powerful organ in your body. It's not your brain. We could consider the brain the second most powerful. But the heart is the most powerful. And that's partly due because the heart is where you project love from your heart. And it's pulsating. It's beating. If you want to project love, you can project love out of your heart to the whole universe. You know, you probably want to take a deep breath, expand your lungs, expand your stomach out, and then pulsate it out by releasing your breath. And with the attention behind it, you can be pulsating. Every breath you take, you can be pulsating love into the universe. And these are important things that we need to be doing. You know, we all need to be doing things like that. Love is the frequency that will bring us out of the control of the dark forces. The dark forces are coming to an end. Their end is coming very, very soon. It's coming at the event. But you wonder why they want to stick around And why don't they give up and repent of their evil wickedness? But no, I guess they don't. Or they feel they're too far deep now. They can't turn around now. But that said, their despicable lives are coming to an end no matter what they try to do. And they probably will try to do more dirty deeds because that's what's in their heart. They're black hearts. They're heartless, some of these creatures. But they're coming to an end. And we can say, thank God, finally. I can't wait. So, again, going back to the solar eclipse on April 8th, you want to participate in that meditation because that will help bring the event and the finality of all evil a little closer. I mean, for those of us that have to endure what we're still being subjected to, it would be better the event happened in January of 2025 than in June of 2025, you know, because that would cut off all that extra time of chaos and suffering that you're going to. Well, did I hear? Is there a caller on the line?
Hello, hi.
Hello, caller. Whom am I speaking to?
This is Tracy Means of Salt Lake City, Utah.
Well, yeah. Tracy, hello, and what's on your mind tonight?
Thank you. I heard you talking about you something about getting money.
Yeah.
It's like, how come everybody's not calling?
You wonder. I don't know. There's some people just prefer to listen. They're a little on the shy side, I guess. But, yeah, there's this woman called Katrina Wilson who has a video out on, I think it's called Katrina Wilson Bank and Estate, something like that. It's only a half-hour video on it. And I think she has a part two also, but she's the one talking about that. There's a way to, if you have a utility bill, you have to do some, first of all, you have to set your, before, in order for you to turn your utility bill into cash, apparently you can, you have to do a few things for yourself. You have to do whatever paperwork is necessary to set yourself up, the individual, as a private bank. You also have to turn your residence or land into an estate, you know.
Okay.
You know, and obviously you have to do your own investigation to find out where you get these forms to do that and file them. And once you become a bank, your own private bank, and your land location is registered as an estate, then you contact your tax collector at the county level. And that person,
and that's a 1099-D or something like that.
Yeah, that person, because they're working as public official, has to be bonded. So, in order to first of all communicate with them, you have to find out about your fictitious identities. Like you can represent yourself as a trustee, or I forget the other two things, or
an executor. Trustee, beneficiary.
Yeah, something like that.
Something like
so
that.
So you have to, if you want to talk to the tax collector at the county level, you have to identify yourself as this fictitious representative. Because if you just say, hey, I'm a free citizen, I'm a state national or something like that, she'll say, call me tomorrow or something, and she'll hang up the phone on you, assuming it's a woman. But, Yeah, so you have to identify yourself as a fictitious bank terms. So then you ask the key question, like how much your bonded? Can you show me how much your bond? It's called a surety bond, I think. And Now that you're, she recognizes that you're talking bank language and deserve a response to your questions, she'll give you that information about who's holding the security bond, surety bond for her and how much it's worth. Once you get that information, then you have to do what's referred to kind of an endorsement. You have to contact the, I don't have the full details, but basically then you have to contact the people that hold the bondholders and identify yourself again with another fictitious title, you know, that you're a bank, you're a fiscal agent for yourself. You say, I'm the fiscal agent for myself, and of course identifying yourself. And this is done through a form, and then there's another SS, something form from the federal government. And you have to make the claim that you want the bond money transferred from the offshore bank into a quantity that you can use as cash, and that you're this, you know, you identify, you're the bank, you identify that you're all these things, a service center director, you identify yourself as the district director, and you also identify yourself as the Internal Revenue Service. You know, apparently, and then you file an endorsement, and you instruct
That's wild. I mean, isn't that kind of like fraud?
No, there.
If you're identifying yourself.
No, no, you're allowed to, because these are all banking terms. You simply claim the title.
Cool.
And because you're presenting, you're doing this communication as a banker.
Wow.
Because you've already set up your bank, you know.
Through the post office, though, because...
Right, you have to have a bank, so you set yourself up as a private bank.
Yes, because Benjamin Franklin, as we all know, Benjamin Franklin said was the first postmaster general, right?
Right.
Wasn't he? He set up the bank, the post office. And the post office is both. It's not only, it's a post office, a bank, and a court. So you can utilize the post office as any one of those three. You can use, it has to be the United States Postal Post Office. It can't be the United States Postal Service. That's the corporation. The United States Post Office is the
what I'm talking about here, then you're turning your utility bill into cash, you know?
Yes.
This is on the basis.
And you do that through the post office.
The utility is falsely representing themselves. They're really not a utility.
Yes.
They're a scammer. Because the utility probably, the real utility probably got the money out of your trust money.
Yeah, they get it out of
somewhere from your birth that had an insurance policy for $100,000 or $1 million or something. So they're taking the money out of
there. We help them.
And then they try to send you a bill to get double payment.
Yes, they do. Yes.
Why you can turn that second claim for the money, because they've already got the money from your trust. And now they're really committing fraud, trying to get payment double. Get that bill turned into cash, but you got to go through all this paperwork and stuff and represent yourself as a bank. And as a bank, you can use these terms.
Wow, that's really complicated.
It is. So you better.
It really is.
This woman called Katrina Wilson. She has a half-hour video. I had to watch it twice because there was so much information in there. And I'm just giving you a little nitbits that I can remember off the top of my head.
Yeah, you were talking about that, and then you were when I called, you were talking about something. I had to turn off the radio or listening to you, because otherwise it echoes and all that. But I forgot what you were talking about when I called. Exactly, it wasn't the same thing. You were talking about something really important when I called, when I interrupted you. What the heck?
I was probably talking about the solar eclipse and the importance of joining in the meditation.
Yeah. Is this going to be a 3-day solar eclipse or a three-day black sun or whatever?
Are you sure? Yeah,
really?
I blacked out the sun.
Okay.
But that only happens in a couple of minutes' time, you know?
Somebody was saying that it was a 3-day.
Yeah, it's going to happen on April 8th. At,
April 8th.
Eastern Daylight Time.
Somebody was saying that it was going to be a 3-day blackout or something. I'm like, what? I better call this guy and see what he's...
No, but I tell you what is going on April 8th. There's this guy who represents the Galactic Confederation called Cobra.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, he's having an event up in Rochester, New York. That afternoon, in the morning, they're having lecture and sharing of information, and then they're going to break for the to watch the eclipse, which will be at Rochester, New York, is in the Eastern Daylight Time. So at 2:18 p.m., everybody's going to stop and view the eclipse, and then they're going to go back and do some more lecturing and workshops and stuff like that. But that's happening in Rochester, New York on April
8th. Are you going? Are you
attending? What can I say? I really don't have any extra money to spare because it's $100 for the ticket. And then it's probably $100 transportation to get up there and then to stay overnight. We're talking another...
Okay, they should be calling you and inviting you.
Pardon?
They should be calling you and inviting you. They should be calling
that would be
you
nice
and inviting
if they
you.
Did.
Yeah.
That would be nice if they
it
did.
It would.
But, that's an idea. Maybe I'll send an email out to Cobra and tell them
I'd like it.
I just can't afford it. I'm in poverty, you know? And
is there a way to send an email to him?
Yeah. I don't have it in front of me.
Okay. It's okay. It's cool.
But there is a way. I forget how to find it now, but
it's cool.
Perhaps
I'll figure it out.
If you go to the portal, 2012portal.blogspot.com, and look at the notes from the Phoenix event, Phoenix, Arizona event he held.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and read all the notes of what transpired
there.
Saw that. Perhaps in those notes, they'll list the contact email thing. You know, it's something like Cobra at the Resistance or something like that. But I don't have it off the top of my head, but I do have it written down somewhere. And you gave me an idea. Perhaps I should send him an email and say, come on, man.
I'm thinking, yeah.
You know, have some mercy on the poor people, you know?
You know, and bring them into the fold, because you've been, how long have you followed that, the portal and referencing it every single day? I've heard you every week.
For about 4 to 5 years I've been following that. Of course, it's been going on since 2012. But, about 4 or 5 years, something like that, I've been following it. And, you gave me a good idea, and I'll get working on that tomorrow. Because, $100 to get in the event, $170 if you want to go for the special work shop after the solar eclipse, plus it would take about $100 worth of gas to drive up there and back, at least, plus $100 to $200 to stay at a motel overnight.
That's at least, especially in New York, because there's hardly any hotels there anymore.
I was willing to stay at a motel 50 miles out of town where I can get it,
or you could just camp out
a cheap one. Yeah, well, since you can't...
Everybody else is camping.
That's sleep in the vehicle or something like that, but, I've done that too many times.
that's like, you're like, I already did that. I don't need to do it more, right?
Yeah, really.
Yeah, I am.
And, you know, it's still all the other money involved. Then you got to have money for food and stuff like that because it's not, you know, like I'm in New York City to make it up to Rochester. I mean, that's, let me see, that's about a 10-hour drive.
Yeah, wow, that's a long drive, actually.
Yeah, yeah, it is, you know, and a lot of gas money, too, the way things are now.
Yeah. So, it's not getting cheaper, for sure.
Anyhow,
for sure.
Thanks for the great idea on that. But anyhow,
you're welcome.
So the person that you want to find out the info from is Katrina Wilson. Because it is probably complicated. You got to do all these things, and you got to do it correctly, and you got to make your presentation correctly. And she gives a lot of important information about in certain areas where you're filling out the forms. You fill out, you write your name, a capital letter followed by small letters, and then at other points you have to write your last name first, comma. Followed by your first name in all capital letters, which signifies you're dealing with an offshore account. So, you know, I'm thinking about, once I learned that, I'm thinking about, man, in my life, how many forms did I fill out for government or what, where they asked me to put my last name first? You know, I had no
idea that this
is somehow connected to an offshore account.
That's weird, huh?
Live and learn.
So it's a Katrina. So I'm going to write here, Katrina, like with a K, right? Katrina.
Yeah.
Wilson.
K-A-T-R-I-N-A, and the last name is Wilson.
Okay. Getting cash.
Apparently, you can do this with other things, too, but the utility bill is the best example. And
amazing.
You also have to take the routing number off because that's what was mentioned on your utility bill. You got a bank number down there below, and that's the routing number for the offshore bank.
When you look at it, when you look at your utility bill, so you're talking about that bottom perforated where you tear off the part of the bill and send it to them?
It'll be like a 9 or whatever it is, 11-digit number down there.
I've heard of this, where it looks like a check. And you can
your bank check, you have routing numbers. That's the routing number at the bottom of your checks. And so it's the routing number on the bottom of the utility bill that's identifying the routing number to the bank that connected to the company that holds the bond in relation to that. And this is how
they're
you do
the
it.
Ones that we are funding to help their business grow is what our bonds are doing, right? That's what our bonds are doing.
But we're talking about you're going to file a complaint. It's called an endorsement. To utilize the bond money that's bonding the public official that's connected to, like when we're talking about the tax collector, well, we're talking about property there.
Really?
County collector.
I thought it was some our bond.
With your property taxes, but that county tax collector has to be bonded. So, all this work has to do with you finding out how much the tax collector in your county is bonded for, and then in relation to your property, you want to file a complaint for being ripped off, money stolen from you, or whatever, on the basis of being forced to pay taxes. That's your complaint, and then you file the complaint with the bondholder, and the bondholder is connected to an offshore bank, most likely, and that's where all the paperwork is involved, and you're representing yourself, the individual, as a bank, and your property has to be also registered as an estate before you go into this. Once you've done those first two things, then Then you contact the tax collector in relation to the property, and that's how you. And then you do all the work with the forms, and eventually you can turn that bill that you're getting billed into cash being put into your bank.
I'm going to go look at her. Okay, because I've heard of stuff like this.
Yeah,
but I've heard of it, but I didn't know all that.
Too, that this whole thing with all public officials have to be bonded, that perhaps we can start using this with the federal government people in the Congress, you know, find out whom is bonding each one of them, and then contact that company and make some complaint, whatever it is. And that's the reason that we're seeking, damages or whatever.
Damages,
and we can ask for as much money as they're bonded for. So if they're bonded for $1 million, technically you can ask for $1 million when you do the paperwork with the bondholder.
Right.
And in relation to the, of course, you're representing yourself at the bank, and you want to make that clear that you want the money that this person who is bonded, you want that money transferred into your account in usable money. I understand that.
I get it. Yeah, so in other words, like if you have a complaint, like let's say... election fraud. Let's just say that we are sick and tired of them using the machines, okay? We feel they're criminal.
Yeah, right. That's a good way to approach it. That's what you're complaining about, and you want compensation.
Yeah, so then you serve them. So then you serve them with your complaint, and you give them some way to remedy it, and then they don't remedy it.
Oh, no, you don't give them. You tell them.
Yes, you tell them. You give them an opportunity to remedy, right. Okay.
Yeah, you're telling them. When you represent yourself as bank in banker's terms, you find out the information you need first, how much they're bonded for, and then you go to the bond company and you tell them how you want this situation remedied for their abuse of power or whatever.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. This makes sense. Yes. So then you go to them.
Yeah. Anything here. You're telling them. You're taking command of the situation by being a banker, because you are a bank now, and by being an estate owner, you know, and by having those things set in place. Yeah. Yeah, whatever your piece of property is, you turn it into a state.
Oh, a patent, like a land patent. Okay, so yeah, you patent your land. You get
whatever
land
the formula it is for turning your piece of property into an estate and having it verified to be an estate. Once you accomplish those two things, then you can go on to serving the endorsement. You find out where the forms are. There's something involved, because when you're dealing with an offshore bank, and you as the bank dealing with an offshore bank, you have to give mention to the federal estate tax form has to be filled out also, because once the money, and you get the money, transferred to your bank, you're going to have to pay a little bit of estate tax on that somehow. So the federal government is still going to...
Wow, that's getting deep.
Milk you for a little money, probably. But, yeah, all these things have to be done in order for it to happen. But you're going to get most of your money. You might have to pay a minor amount of tax. I don't know exactly. I haven't done this, so I can't tell you.
I haven't either.
I
have not done it either.
A general idea of how to go about doing it, and then when you do it, you'll find out how much money you were able to get. Well, hey, listen, if the guy's bonded for, if the corporate politician's bonded for $1 million or $2 million, if you get that much money, you don't worry about paying a little tax.
That's absolutely true. Well, and to be a representative, to be have any political position, they need to how do you say it? They need to put up their house. You know, they need to put some skin in the game. They got to put up some collateral, something that they can. It's like the bond. You
well,
know, the surety bond. They got to put something out.
All I
yeah.
know is that public officials have to carry what's called a surety bond.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. Yeah, some skin in the game.
And,
absolutely.
Again, that's whom you're. Once you get the banking thing and the state thing all settled for yourself, there, and then you go find out who the bondholder is for this individual, and you contact them, and then you make your complaint. But you take command of the whole situation. You identify who you are. You identify who your bank is. And you identify, and you got to do it properly. Sometimes you use the name and all capital letters with the last name first. Like I said, it's all in this video. Look for it. You'll find it. Katrina Wilson.
Okay.
It's basically, I don't know, 35-minute video, I think. And I just happened to stumble on it because I'm on YouTube all the time, and the machines are always putting things up there they believe you're interested in. And, yes, I'm interested. So... when I saw that, I had to watch it, you know. I didn't quite grasp it. I had to watch it twice. Because it was that much information.
I may have to watch it a few. Watch it a few more times, you know.
Yeah, you know.
Yes.
But, and this woman says, apparently she says if she can be contacted if you are having problems figuring it out. Because when you do this, you really got to know what you're doing just in case somewhere along the line you're questioned, you know.
Well, could you get in trouble by doing it wrong?
Pardon?
Could a person get in trouble, do you think? Could a person get into
trouble but
legally?
You won't get anywhere. If you say something stupid. She uses the words.
And I will.
Somewhere along the line, the bank you're looking to get the transfer of money from, or the mortgage company, or whatever. Somewhere along the line, they ask you, "Where did you get this information?" You can't say something stupid like a girl on TikTok.
That I might
you simply have to know
I
all the information down pat beforehand. So whatever they ask you, you know what the answer is already because you did your homework.
Yes, there's a lot of homework to do. Good God.
Yeah,
there's
right,
so much work out there.
Quite a bit in this, but hey, if you can turn a bill into money, why not try? And if there's a way to get money out of these crooked politicians in Washington for fraudulently using their authority and causing you harm or suffering, you know, you got to make a claim like that. There has to be some kind of loss.
Absolutely.
Like,
wow.
You're causing me harm by your decisions or something like that. You voted for this bill that causes me harm. You're trying to deny
but
my...
But we're so used to getting... We're so accustomed to being harmed that we don't even notice.
Yeah.
You know, it really...
Yeah. And so recently, nobody thought we could do anything about it, you know? People would shrug
That's
their shoulders
right.
and say, well, what am I going to do, you know? And there's that old
right.
saying, well, you can't fight City Hall, but now we're finding out we can fight City Hall and win.
That is so true. Yeah. So true.
Yeah. They're all guilty. You know, this all involves the reason we can finally do these things once we learn how to do it is because they're all fraudulent. They're pretending to be people they're not, you know. It's people
That's
that
right. And they are.
Have it,
oh my
they
God,
don't really
sorry.
Have authority. First of all, they're not, they haven't taken an oath to the real Constitution since 1871.
And that's the problem.
They're taking the oath to the corporation, you know.
Yeah.
And
they have. That's
why we have to approach it as a banker because... it has to be we have to be a kind of like a corporate person, otherwise they won't even deal with us. But when we start talking their language and know what we're doing, they just play along, you know, apparently.
They're just sitting there waiting for the, I mean, really, honestly, they're just, like the IRS, they're just sitting there waiting for us to bring paperwork to them so they can file it and input it. They don't give a crap
when
we bring them.
They're
just
waiting us to follow orders, whatever they tell us.
Yeah, yeah. And if we have something,
like,
you know, that's
just
doable.
Like if you go to a municipal court for even something minor, and you don't know what the hell you're doing, they're basically the judge and the prosecutor. They're all in on the same, including your public defender, if you have one.
Yes.
And they're just going to walk you through it.
Yes, they will, and they will even, I mean, they, and if you start thinking you know what you're talking about and you miss a little something here and there, they won't tell you where you screwed up.
Absolutely not. I mean, the whole plan is to get you to screw up and get some money out of you.
That's what's so corrupt. What is up with that? Why are we different?
I tell you the truth. The easiest way to win a case in court is actually something like a parking ticket or something like that, where the cop foolishly wrote the wrong info down on the ticket. And then you just show up to the judge and say, this isn't me. This isn't my car. That information doesn't relate to anything I have. And the judge said, okay, dismissed. I mean, that happens quite often, that cops write out tickets and they write out the wrong information. And that's an automatic, the judge has to say, okay, not guilty.
Dismissed, flick it.
Oh, man, I've gotten, tickets in the mail, like string of some car. I don't even have a car like that, you know, and they somehow connected it to me or something, but ticket was written out wrong or something. Or maybe they do this on purpose just to see how stupid people were.
That's right. There was one time they were... The people they sent a ticket for my brother to my house, and I blew it off. I threw it away. Well, they came and they served him with the notice that he had the ticket, and I said, "You're not going to leave that here because I'm telling you, you're not going to serve him. He's not. I'm not him, and you're not going to do it." The guys, they went out. I mean, they were trying to force it on me. And I says, you know what? You need to get off my property right now. So they threw the thing on my front yard, okay, and put it as served.
They threw it down on the front yard, huh?
Yeah, they threw it in my front yard and said that you're served, that your brother served. I called the cops on them. I'm not kidding you. I called them, and I says, I want you to know, these guys came and they tried. I'm not my brother. That's a fact. I'm his sister, you know, and they can't serve me because I'm not principal and I'm not agent. They didn't serve my brother, and today nobody's getting served. Nobody by the name of my brother is getting served at this house today, but I want to file charges on them SOBs for littering in my front yard. So my brother was not served, although my brother didn't do the same for me. I got a ticket, and he says, here you go, Ever, you got served. It's like, you little fuck, you know. Yeah, but he's
a dummy.
Yeah, the dummy. But he didn't get
unbelievable.
Served. And they got in trouble for littering in my yard. Yeah, but since the guns were trying to force it. You know.
Yeah.
It's like,
of course. Cops are always trying to get away with all kinds of stupid shit.
You can't do that.
This has nothing to do with it, but I'll tell you a true story. Back in the last century. teenagers were like used to sell pot in parks and stuff like that, you know?
Sure.
And in certain localities, you could get away with selling in a park, but the cops knew that all these kids hanging over in the corner of the park, they knew they were selling drugs and stuff like that. So they would, these teenagers, they're trying to be slick, you know, they wouldn't have the pot in on them. They basically have it in a paper bag over in the bushes or something like that, and people come up and they go over to the paper bag and pull out what they need to sell and stuff like that. So this is a true story, because somebody who got busted that day told me that when I saw him again at the park, he told me how it happened. He says the cop car pulls up. And he goes, we're arresting you for selling drugs. And all the kids said, no, we don't have any drugs. So the cops saw the bag sitting over in the bushes. Went over, picked up all the bags, didn't even open them. and he says, gives it to Wonka, this bag is yours. He goes, and instead, this bag is yours. and this bag is yours. Now you're under arrest for possession of illegal substance.
What the hell?
And they got away with it.
I thought
so that's the kind of shit that goes on.
Say, prove it's mine. You got my fingerprints on that bag? You know?
Well, these were teenagers.
DNA on there?
They didn't
of course
they,
not.
You
I
know,
agree.
They didn't know how to combat that trick of the constitution being fooled of them like that.
Yeah, they didn't give us law classes in elementary. They wanted us to do
it. In the bag, but that's how they worked it out. And they just, come on, get in the car. You're all under arrest for
oh, my God.
Yeah.
I remember stuff like that, too. You know,
and
when, yeah.
That's
when we would
continues. Hey, listen.
When we would be like going, oh, yeah, it's getting late.
We're to the end of the show, so I'm going to have to cut you off now. I
Thank
hope
you,
I have enlightened you to a few things. And don't forget when
you
mark that on your calendar, April 8th, at whatever time it happens in your time zone. So it won't be 2:18 p.m. I don't know. It'll be 12:18 or 11:18 a.m.
3 hours
like
later. Yeah, I'm Mountain Standard.
All right. So
Thank you.
Just
have
out of curiosity, what time is Mountain time right now? What time is it say on your clock?
It is. Okay. Wait. I'm looking at the wrong machine. That's funny. I'm looking at my. I'm on a landline, and I'm sitting here looking at my landline. That's crazy.
Phone, right.
It doesn't have a phone number.
Just give me an idea.
It's 11:09.
Okay. All right. So I guess you guys didn't go to daylight savings time, or something like that.
Oh wait. We did. In Utah.
Yeah, because Mountain time would only be 2 hour difference than our time here, and it's like a little after 2 here. So, you guys probably your locality doesn't go to. I know there's certain places in the U.S. where they don't go to daylight time. I guess yours is one of them. Anyhow, listen. Thanks for calling in, and I got to cut you short now because I got to end the show.
Good night. Bye bye.
All right. Have a good night. Okay, people, hey, this has been Connect the Dots Theory, and hopefully the conversation has connected you to some important things that you could do to possibly make some money, you know? Turn your utility bill into cash. Sounds crazy. Well, hey, look at that person, Katrina Wilson. She's got a YouTube video out there. Katrina Wilson Banker, or Katrina Wilson Estate or something like that. It's out there on YouTube. And don't forget to look out up Michelle Klon from Maricopa County, Arizona. She has a lot of important information about dealing with crooked consuls, you know. And you might be able to take her information. She's got a website, thepeoplesoperationrestoration.com. She's got videos on Rumble TV. That's Michelle Klon, K-L-A-N-N. Okay, people, we're coming to the end of the show. You're going to hear the lead guitar solo at the end of my song, Are You the Party in Kind? I am, are you? Followed by my anthem, I Gotta Be Somebody. It could be your anthem, too. Listen to the words. Okay, Mr. Engineer, take us out of here now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow behold it. Gotta be somebody or how to satisfy. Gotta be somebody. Feel alive. One note, I was here, took my stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stop to look, cause I caught their eye. Sleeping. I don't want to join in my grief. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Feel alive or no, I was here to my stand without fear. It is clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stop to look, cause I